Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Katlik is a Yupik village 152 air miles north of Bethel. This takes about 78 minutes to fly to by bush plane. The estimated population is 635. In a 2000 census, the village had 117 households and 102 families living in the village. The racial makeup was 3.55% white, 97.57% Alaska Native, 2.88% two or more races, and 0.34% of the population were Hispanic. The median income for a household was $37,750, and $37,969 was the median for a family. Around 18.4% of families and 21.1% of the population were living below the poverty line. An interesting fact about Katlik is there's another village inside the village. The village of Bill Moore Slough is considered part of Katlik. Bill Moore's Slough is southwest of the village of Katlik.
The state of Alaska Department of Law defines domestic violence as when one person maintains control and power over another in a dating, marital, or live-in relationship. The means of control include physical, sexual, emotional, and economical abuse. Threats and isolation. While most domestic violence survivors are women, both men and women can experience domestic violence. You probably have found your ability to make decisions being taken away from you by your abuser. With your choices and options removed, the abuser may come to treat you like a piece of property he owns, rather than an equal in making decisions regarding your household, children, or other matters. According to the Council of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault in a 1997 report, women in Alaska face a much higher rate of homicide. Native Alaskan women are killed 4.5 times more. Native women in small communities see more violent deaths than in other Alaskan communities, and at a rate 6 times more than the national average. In 1990, 50% of female murder victims in Alaska were killed by their husbands or boyfriends. In 1995, 80% of homicides in Alaska were domestic violence related. In 1996, 4 of the 16 domestic violence related deaths in Alaska were children.
A little after 1 in the morning on March 10, 2022, Marie Anoko, 37, called the Alaska State Troopers from her home in Katlik. Marie claimed her boyfriend had gone crazy on her and was threatening to kill her. Her call was abruptly cut off. The troopers attempted to contact her back, or even to get a hold of the village police officer in Katlik, with no avail. At 11 a.m., Marie's 44-year-old boyfriend, Pius Tikluk, contacted the troopers. Tikluk told the troopers Marie was dead in their home. The Alaska State Troopers, based in Bethel, were delayed getting to Kotlik because of the weather. A health aide at the local clinic went to the home. Allegedly, Marie's body was found with the blood of the family dog, which Tikluk is also accused of killing with a knife. The health aide and state troopers were not able to determine the cause of death at the scene. Marie's body was sent to Anchorage for an autopsy. The medical examiner determined Marie had died from strangulation. On March 12, 2022, Tikluk was arrested on one count of cruelty to animals, one count of first-degree murder, and two counts of second-degree murder. If he is convicted, Tikluk faces up to 99 years in prison. Marie Unak was born June 22, 1984. She went to Kotlik High School. She was 37 years old the day of her death. She is greatly missed by both her friends and family. If you or someone you love is a victim of domestic violence, please contact the Alaska Network of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Their number is 907-586-3650. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-SAFE. 800-799-7233. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week, we're going to look at the death of Jesse Britton. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.